And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Friendship Podcast, man. Today, we're going to be talking about leveraging Instagram
to make some money.
Make money, goddammit. Let's get into it.
Money Mondays.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are live.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, man. Quick announcement before we get into the show. Number one, guys, rumble.com/freshandfit.
Let's get ready to Rumble!
To that channel right now, man, because over there, we be unleashing, as y'all know.
Let's get ready to Rumble!
We need to build that bitch up. 100K subscribers or death. All right, guys.
So it's funny. I posted the link on my story, mm-hmm. and my cousin was like, "Oh, that's your show. Let me go watch it." Yeah. I was like, "Bro, you picked the worst show to watch, the unfiltered one. We get crazy." He's like, "You curse a lot." I'm like, "Bro, no."
Speaking of which, we should probably go up on Rumble right now as well. Don't worry, I'll handle that behind the scenes. Fresh gonna take point today on today's show, guys. He wrote out a fucking board for y'all.
Gotcha,
about
man.
How to leverage Instagram? Which okay, we're gonna fix that ISO. Don't worry for the lighting. But yeah, so real quick, check us out also, guys, on freshofit.locals.com. And then also going over to Megaphone if you guys want to listen to us on audio, man. We're no longer on Anchor. We're now on Megaphone. So if you guys want to listen to us audio only, listen to us while you drive or you're at work. Of course, with headphones so you don't get in trouble at your job. check us out on Megaphone. The links are below. Mo and Chris are really diligent about uploading every goddamn day. Every episode we got it. Every day we do an episode, pretty much within 10, 12 hours, the next episode is
and
uploaded.
We have the regular show and after hours as well.
Yes, both of them. Two different links, man. So if you want to watch the regular show, there's a Fresh Fit link. And then if you want to watch after hours, there's another link. Also, guys, check us out on Discord.gg/freshandfit, man. If you guys want to chat with people from all over the world, also get the merch, freshfitpodcaststore.com. Also, t-shirts, hoodies are in stock. And then also...
when is the new merch dropping?
I need to put the designs in. I got the designs. They're finalized. I got to put them in the actual Teespring website.
You know, it's funny. I thought Chris was delaying it, but it's you.
Yeah, no. It's hilarious. I just got the designs. that Chris is a bum concept is hilarious. And then also, guys, check us out on YouTube, Fresh Fit Clips, man. That's our other YouTube channel. We post 3 clips on there per day. Yeah, I was looking at the number. 75% of the people that are subscribed to the channel
are not subscribed at all, bro.
That channel should have close to 1 million damn subscribers with the amount of views it gets, man. So go ahead and subscribe to that channel, man. Help us hit 1 million on that one. 500K on the way.
Could you imagine 1 million on this channel, 100K on yours, 100K on mine,
yep.
and 1 million on the clip channel?
There we go.
Bro. We won, bro. W, dude.
That's what I'm telling you. For all the haters that talk shit.
Facts, man.
Which, by the way, you know what's kind of funny? I just want to address this real fast. That fucking loser Penguin, right? He made another video responding to Sneeko having our back, saying that, that story isn't true. You know, guys like him are the quintessential example of people that just make content to talk shit, but they don't fact check. Yeah. He literally called the NBA player live on air. He verified the story.
Bro.
Yet this moron is still running around saying, oh, that story is a lie.
You can't win, bro.
Yeah, Chris, what's his... Chris.
But Martin, I didn't worry to talk about it, but I had to talk about it, you know, on today's show. You know, when I saw Sneeko talking about me and my girlfriend, you know.
No, but wait, hold on. The most monotone YouTuber in the world says it's not, it must be cap, so it must be cap.
No, bro. Well, you know, just make it short. It's
like, normally, bro, I don't, like, sit there and respond to other creators, but here's the thing. I'm not even going to make fun of him. I'm just going to say, bro, you did zero fact-checking. You don't know what's going on. Just because something isn't possible for you doesn't mean it's not possible for others.
Facts.
Like, what more do you need? We literally called the NBA player on the phone with his Instagram there. Clearly, he had played for the Bulls. Now he plays in Europe.
Yep.
Professional basketball player saying, yeah, you pulled up with some girls. We went to a party, etc. Verified a story. Yet people refuse to accept the truth. They're so angry because they can't do it. So they think, if I can't do it, no one else can do it.
Yeah, and it's funny. Critical, so. He even said, I met you at the pool with two girls.
Nigga,
bro, what more do you need? Why did he talk to Fresh? Why did he talk to Fresh by himself? Nigga, I was with two girls, bro.
So
baddies.
So for Penguin, for Playback, for all these clowns that talk shit about us and say, that's cap, that story's not true. Yeah, it's not true for you. Okay?
Lord's
you
critical.
Can't do it. Just because, you know what I mean? These two dudes for Playback, you think anybody going to see them at a fucking pool party? No.
No.
You going to see Penguin at a pool party? No. So for them, it's like, I can't pull it off, so I'm going to go ahead and say that's cap. We proved it. We called the NBA player. His profile was up there, 1,000% verified. He played for the fucking Bulls. Shut up. Stop hating, man. How many more times do y'all got to keep fucking lying and spreading rumors that aren't true to try to push some kind of narrative? All the haters that made videos on Fresh. And I take this shit personally because the thing is that I know this guy personally. I see him with all the girls. Bro, yeah. I've had to suffer because of these fucking bitches. Yeah. Still not being focused and shit. Coming in late as hell because of some girls. I've dealt with the ramifications of the womanizing on his end, bro.
I know.
I had to talk to him so many times, bro. You got to chill. Yo, you got to chill. We got to put the business first. When I first met him, he was going out with 3-4 girls a day.
Pretty much.
All this nigga was doing was chasing ass.
I know.
So when people say this dumb shit, well, this guy gets no girls. I'm like, shut up. You didn't have to deal with the bullshit of what comes with the girls.
Yo, that shit was annoying, bro.
Listen. Chris, you know.
Yeah, I was there all the time. I was like, yo, Fresh, what's going on? Yo, sometimes Fresh will come and it's like two girls in a car. I'm like, it's really Fresh. I'm like, grab one for Myra. Nah, they're both for me.
Listen, man, we've evolved, we've improved, so we're on a deeper, more conscious level now.
Oh, deeper,
okay?
All right, Fresh.
But look, guys, when I tell you a story, it's from the heart, it's from experience, bro. Do I need a cap to y'all? For what? Nigga, we made it.
Yeah,
so we're good, bro.
So that, you know what I mean? It just amazes me how he made another video talking about the same topic that we debunked. And it proves what I've always said about a lot of these YouTubers that make reaction videos that talk shit. Mm. They don't necessarily care about the truth. They care about what's going to get them views.
What sounds good.
You guys think I'm kidding around when I say these dudes will try to sell you out for AdSense revenue.
Yeah.
People you thought were your friends will do that shit. All these reaction channels do that stuff. They don't make original content. They react. And for them to be able to react, they got to have some kind of story. We debunked the story. We'll prove to y'all. Fresh is who the fuck he says he is. Hanging out with NBA players, etc. Oh, no way. Think about it. How do you think he's been able to get us guests on the show if he didn't have those networking skills before the podcast?
And actually, I told you somebody today that I network with. That's huge.
Yes.
So it's like, guys, listen, man. I appreciate everyone that supports me, all the haters as well. I know you don't know me that well. But if you meet me in person, you see how I move, you're going to know it's real. So at the end of the day, guys, I appreciate everyone in the chat. But when we tell a story, it's facts, bro. No cap here.
Incredible, man. That's all. I had to just address that real quick. So, Penguin, bro, just hold the L, man.
Hold the L, bro.
Like,
two L's for that. Two L's. Two videos, two L's.
You made a video talking shit about Fresh for no reason. It got millions of views. Thank you for the free publicity, by the way.
Thanks,
but,
bro.
Yo, like,
some more followers on Instagram, too.
We've been debunked you for that bullshit, man. Him and Playback still talking about this shit. And I'm like, bro, what the hell? L back and Linguin. That's y'all two names now, man.
Sheesh.
You know, it's amazing to me how people always put their standards upon you and get mad and frustrated when they can't accomplish what you're doing because they think, well, you know what? You're based on my standards. No, man, we're not like y'all. We're not losers that sit in our house and react to other channels and talk shit all day. We actually make proactive content.
Yeah. Anyway, I just find it funny.
Yeah, it is what it is, man.
Boom, guys.
All right. If you want more evidence, check out the vlog channel, man. New vlog daily. And actually, we're going to do a live stream soon. If the guest comes to the podcast I spoke to today, he's going to be doing a blind date with me. So it's going to be fire. The one I told you about earlier, I won't say until it's confirmed, but it's going to be lit. So guys, 200K on the way. Let's go. 100K complete. Thank you guys. Bam.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good-looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Listen, man, I tried something new. What the fuck? Okay, something new. Yo, all right, bro.
Do it again.
Bam! What the fuck?
So they could turn into Emeril Lagasse. Emphasis on the Lagasse, if you know what I'm saying. Guys, check me out on Fed 1811 on there. The last one I did was what you guys asked for. I broke down that crazy motherfucker, Richard Ramirez, aka the Night Stalker. There was a Netflix special on him. I think he got convicted of 13 murders. He assaulted 30 plus people. Damn. This dude was breaking into houses in the LA in the 80s, killing and graping and shooting and stabbing and doing all kinds of shit. Yeah, he was one of the most violent, probably the most violent serial killer in LA history. And the thing about him was that he was doing everything. He was attacking all different types of victims, kidnapping kids, doing all kinds of weird shit.
No filters?
Yeah. No filters. Nigga went for everybody.
Nobody's safe.
You know, wasn't like Ted Bundy and these guys that had like a particular look. Like Dahmer was like gay, so he liked dudes. Ted Bundy liked girls that had brown hair that were slim in shape. This nigga, Night Stalker, didn't give a fuck. Like he went.
I ain't got no time. Killing everybody at night.
Yeah. Oh. There you go. So that episode is up, guys. It got taken down while I was streaming it live.
Damn.
Yeah, because I was reacting to a documentary. YouTube is kind of lame about that. So I went ahead and took it off Twitch, re-uploaded it, put it for y'all. I might have to start doing fucking
Rumble.
That shit on Rumble for y'all, bro.
Yeah.
But especially since some of the stuff is really graphic. But yeah, man, Fed 1811, guys, go check out that Night Stalker breakdown. But anyway, without further ado, man.
Hey, man, Money Mondays. Today we're going to cover how to make money from Instagram. So you want the chats first? You want to do the actual?
Yeah, I can read the chats real quick, and then we'll get into the presentation.
We got y'all, man.
We got here. Please send help. Big Mo is inside my mother.
Michael Trostein.
Pause. Okay, what is the bare minimum needed to start investing in real estate?
Ooh.
Depends on the market that you're in, bro. If you're in Miami, you're going to need a couple hundred thousand. If you're in Iowa, you might need 20 to 30,000.
At least 150 in Miami.
Michael Meestroke, $1. Thank you. $5. John Hancock, like the video, boys.
Like the video.
When are you going to organize Red Pill Days?
It's Wednesday.
Well, that's Wednesday, guys. Wednesday is Red Pill Day.
Meat, I guess.
Speaking of which, Rolo Tomasi will be here December 5th. So,
sheesh. W for that.
We'll have him on the show. Michael Sartain will be here too. When you guys go, okay, appreciate y'all fellas. Fresh and Fit are the goats for IG. Take action. Yes, absolutely. Facts, we're the main RP channel that talks about
you. There's nobody I know that is as detailed and to the point of getting money, business, and women on Instagram than us, bro.
Facts.
Like, nigga.
Nobody.
And, dude, if I could just show you receipts, like, from actual, the DM and his DMs, bro, it'd be crazy.
You don't have to. Look at the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those guests y'all see come on the show all came through Instagram.
Crazy, bro.
So there's your proof right there. Appreciate y'all. Okay, if you're over 30 and you like Pokemon, you never had any meow.
any bucks.
Okay. I just found you guys a few months ago, but honestly, I'm leveling up thanks to Mindset. Divorced after 16 years, I should have killed it long ago. Hey, bro, we got you, King Mellow Gaming. And that's really what we're about, guys. Like, my biggest thing is we're here to make original content, help you guys become better. You know, normally we don't address haters or whatever else like that, but sometimes we need to delineate ourselves from those people that don't really add value. You know, they're over here talking about people. We're over here talking about ideas. We're helping y'all become better. Last episode, the Colin Show, we talked with a bunch of guys giving all types of advice from being a fugitive and turning yourself in to fucking a military girl trying to go ahead and sell some purity.
Marketing, social media.
Making money. Like, what other content creator goes live on air, fields your phone calls, and like takes the call live on air
with
and
no
answers
fear.
Your questions.
With no fear.
With no fear. Nobody else does this shit, bro. You know what I mean? Like these are the,
because
like,
most of them are not actually doing it, or they did it in the past, but now it's a different time, bro. So they can't answer in real time.
And that's why our haters make so many videos talking shit about us, because they can't do that shit. Their niggas got a pre-recorded video. Oh, let me go ahead and react to Fresh and Fit, talk shit about them, even though they're helping a bunch of people from putting guns in their mouth. And I'm going to continue to perpetuate my loserness and my mediocrity on YouTube.
Do that shit. Their niggas got a pre-recorded video.
Oh, let me go ahead and react to Fresh and Fit, talk shit about them, even though they're helping.
Sounds pretty funny, actually.
$5 from Keep Chilling. Let's go. Should you comment on girls' IG posts for the algorithm? No, you shouldn't.
Bro, that's an L. If you're doing that, Yeah. I'm gonna call you an imp.
You don't want to comment on their shit. There's some situations where there could be an exception, but I'm gonna tell
you guys a secret about that when this is done. Just for y'all in the chat, man.
Right.
If you watch a full video, you're going to find out how you can do it the right way.
Steelboy789, a couple months back, you guys did a credit score Monday. I'm 19 in the trades, and I'm living on my own. Wanted to work on my credit score. I used what you said. Went from 0 to 739 credit score in 2 months. Thank you, boys, so much. That's
been wow. 2 months?
God damn. We are helping y'all become better, man. That's what it's about, baby.
Nigga, that's fast, though.
One of those 100 plaques coming in. Y'all got to flex on the haters. Yes, bro. They're coming in soon.
Did you get yours?
I redeemed it, but it's still coming in.
Shout out to AL, man.
And then I started watching Fresh and Fit about 3 months ago, and I've learned so much, and I'm becoming a better person. I'm starting to take control over my life. And I wanted to thank you guys. And that's from Authentic, $10.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you DM me earlier, bro. Shout out to you, man. Awesome guy. Authentic. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, authentic. Yeah. Yeah. So, guys, from this point forward, right, because we got a lot to cover, and the girls are coming by soon. This is going to be a short and sweet episode.
Gotcha.
Give you all the sauce.
Hell about you.
$20 and up for Super Chats. Thank you guys so much. However, every single chat that comes in, as usual, guys, is going to be shown on screen. But we're going to only read the ones that 20 and up so that we can keep the show nice and concise and give you all the sauce with what's going on. And without further ado,
we're going to go on Rumble for the after hours, not this one. So we got you guys. At least.
Well, I can get
you good? Okay, cool.
Perfect. While you go ahead and start the presentation, I'll fire up the Rumble stream.
All right, guys. So let's start this, man, with the foundation first, because without the foundation, this makes no sense. So a lot of guys come to us, right? Or just in general, they're on Instagram, and they don't know what they're doing. Bad pictures, bad bio, bad picture for the profile. Don't know what they're doing. Selfies like, oh, look at me in the gym. It's like, bro, what are you doing on Instagram? Wasting time, mind you, and people spend generally, guys, this is generally the average, at least 4 to 6 hours on Instagram a day. So you're telling me you spend 4 to 6 hours a day on Instagram doing what? Looking at random girls, not making any money, not making any moves, not even getting any action? Like, what's the point? Like, dude, if you're on Instagram, it should be for a reason. It should actually be either pushing you forward or getting you laid. But just sit there and use it for nothing? What are you doing, bro? Like, you're wasting your time. So we're going to cover today how to make money on Instagram, how to do it effectively, and also as well, how to make money from different ways and different avenues, right? But the point here with the foundation is, guys, stop using social media for no reason. If you're wasting your time on there, you're just slowly dying. I'll say this once and for all. If you're using social media without any type of money or actual benefit to your life, you're wasting your life and you're draining yourself. You should be getting money or at least getting some value from it so you can move forward in your own life to benefit you. But we're not. The problem is that we're not focused on the right things in life, and we kind of get distracted. And then before you know it, you're 30 years old with no assets, nothing to your name, and you're wondering what happened. Like, this time passed by. I was partying. I was drinking. I was doing all these drugs. I was like on social media, getting these chicks. And then like, damn, bro, like my life just passed away. But if you focused enough and use social media to your advantage, then you win. So, all right, guys, you gotta understand. Foundation is stop using it for dumb purposes. Be smart about how you use social media and make some goddamn money. Cool. I'm going to start the easel here. All right, guys. So we got four main points we're going to cover today. And in the course, we might do a Zoom call covering this as well for you guys that bought the Instagram course. By the way, guys, right now it's live. It's dancedonthemand.com. Go check it out. But we're going to close it on Wednesday. So get in there while you still can. We're going to cover today how to make money on Instagram. All right, guys. Thank you, Chris, for moving the... Nope. There you go. Perfect. Thanks, brother. Yep. You guys can see it in live and color. All right. So, guys, number one, let me get the mic so you guys can actually hear me properly. All right, guys. I'm standing up right now. I'm so black you can't see me. Can you see me? Okay. You can see me now. All right. So, guys, we're going to cover number one. And to me, by far, this is the most, I want to say, simple but effective way to make money on Instagram. And it is Instagram subscriptions. Now, you're probably wondering, what does this mean? Bro, what are you talking about? Subscriptions on Instagram? Bro, I ain't selling to nobody. Hold on a sec. Let me explain this real quick. So when it says offer premium content, what does this mean? So let's say, for example, you're good at a hobby, a task, maybe a skill, right? And people come to your page for content, right? Well, some things you can't show because if you show it on your page, either it's going to get you banned or it might be a bad look in that sense, but it'll help people by giving them some value. So what you do is you create a subscription service on your page to post things that you don't want to post on your regular public page. So we have one as well for Fresh and Fit Podcast, if you don't want to bring it up on the screen. And you get to see behind the scenes of what we can't, is one of the tabs there. We show you guys on our Fresh and Fit Podcast page what we can't show you mainly on public stories. So for example, you can post a story that only your subs can see. And as a result, only people that are paid subs can see that content, which means all the inside members that want to get the first jump, or for example, the behind the scenes or the not so safe for Instagram, can see it by being a sub to your actual page. Now, for the average person, you can do it as well. Once again, it could be a skill, it could be a hobby, it could even be as crazy as maybe instrument. If you're good at it, you can get some behind the scenes, content. It's great. Guys, think of it as like a Patreon or like a Locals. If you want to go ahead and post content, I get it. You may not want to go as far as Patreon or Locals. Dude, use Instagram. It's simple. You set it up. You set tiers up. For example, you can set tiers based on the value that you bring. So we have tiers basically for like regular content, extreme content, and XX, if you know what I mean. So offer it, guys. I think personally, for the average person, if you got some value to add, make a sub to your Instagram, because at that level, it's simple, easy to set up. And for the most part, like, anyone could do this part. It's not that hard. Now, the marketing part of getting people to actually sub to your channel is you adding value and marketing yourself to a wide audience. And that could be through YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, doesn't matter. The point is, subs can add massive value very easily to your channel, especially if you've got a following already. All right? So that's number one. You want
no, to... No. I mean, Instagram subscriptions, and it's new too. It's relatively new.
It's brand new.
Can anyone use a subscription service on Instagram, or do you have to have a certain type of reach?
So normally, for the first time, it was kind of like put out to the public.
Yeah.
They gave you the option to do
for
it
for the beta testing. Yeah. I remember there. Yeah.
But now you can pretty much request it on your own. But I say personally, have at least 1,000 to 10,000 people
before you request it.
Before you request it.
Yeah.
Just because it's gonna be better for you that way anyway.
Okay. Right? So you gotta get approved.
So guys, you're getting a first hand experience here behind the scenes on how to do Instagram subs. And these show guys the screenshot in the chat.
Yeah. Showed it to them with the Fresh and Fit.
Awesome. All right, guys, hope you're following along here. Let me know if you need me to go back a little bit, but I got you guys. All right. Number two, sponsored content. This is one of the most, I guess, well-known moneymakers on Instagram. Of course, you know, everyone wants to be an Instagram influencer. I mean, a sponsored ethos. Just kidding. But for the most part, you want to have, this can be for a later topic. All right, so sponsored content, right? Now, you must have at least, once again, 1,000 to 10,000 followers. Why? Because
this is how a lot of these hoes make money.
Yes.
Guys.
Most sponsors will not give you a sponsored deal if you have a low following in this. And it's because it's a waste of their time. Guys, they want to market to the best audience possible. And depending on the brand, for example, Ridge Wallet, or maybe T. Hanley, or maybe, for example, what's the other one with the wipes for your ED?
Oh, Blue Chew?
Blue Chew.
Shout out to them.
These brands,
shout out to Blue Chew.
Shout out to Blue Chew, man.
We work with them as well.
These brands want to have a good audience to go ahead and pay you for to get access to. So off-rip, guys, at least have 1,000 to 10,000 following. Now, for sponsored posts, how do you find sponsors that actually want to sponsor you? Well, you can do it yourself by reaching out. Now, there's two ways you can do this. There's a website you can use to find sponsored companies. And I'm not going to share here because it's my secret weapon, but we're going to put it in the course for you guys. But you can Google it yourself.
DMs on demand. It's live, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Get DMsOnDemand.com.
And then, guys, you can literally, from this actual revenue stream here, make between $250 bucks a month or a post to $750 per post, which means, for example, I can go to my page right now, do a sponsored post for a company, and just like that, you guys, for example, guys will post like them in a gym, selfies, bad pictures, and be like, yeah, I just posted a picture on Instagram. Look at me. Bro, you made no money. It was a waste of your time. Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
But you can post a sponsored post and make $250, $70 for one post. Fire, bro. So my thing is, guys, post with intention, post with clarity, post that makes sense. Because, guys, off rip, if you're posting for no reason at all, what are you doing? Wasting time. So I say, for example, if you can, get a sponsored company to sponsor you. Make sure that you align with the brand. For example, a lot of guys into fitness, right? So companies that do like supplements or protein shakes are great because they'll sponsor you. Like, dude, for example, all the Instagram influencers that are girls, it's simple. They get a bunch of following. They say, hey, I want to rep your brand. Look at your page, look at your engagement.
Or they'll reach out to them.
All right, we'll do a trial run.
Yeah.
We'll give you a sponsored post to make. We'll pay you half the money.
If you're a halfway decent looking girl, bro, and you, that's why the fitness niche is the easiest for girls. Yeah. Like you'll get, people will follow you easily. Mm-hmm. And then you can just say, oh yeah, let me just advertise your subs and whatever to them. And most of the time it's thirsty dudes that fucking do it and they'll use your code. Actually, the girls don't even be in the gym. Yo, a lot of these fitness thoughts at Chelsea don't even go to the gym and lift weights like that.
Surgery, and they're in the gym for the post.
Yeah, they'll go in and do one set of squats and then take a picture and leave, bro.
That's funny, man. But yeah, guys, sponsored posts is one of the most well-known. But for the most part, anyone can do it. But you got to reach out yourself sometimes. But at the same time, you got to have value to add so that they want to actually work with you, right?
And we are live on Rumble, by the way, guys, as well. Sheesh. So, yeah. So, we're live on Twitch, Twitter, Rumble, and Facebook.
Shout out to Rumble!
Yeah, shout out to Rumble, man.
Let's go!
Yeah, go subscribe on Rumble, guys. Do us a favor. Make a page and subscribe. Go ahead. Continue, Fresh.
Yeah, because we're shadow banned as fuck, bro.
Yeah, facts.
No cap.
Facts.
All right. Number three, guys.
All right, so we covered two things, right? Yes. We covered
number one
is, and remember, for some of you guys that are tuning in, because we're almost at 3,000 watchers right now, quick little recap, guys. We're talking about how to make money from Instagram, how to leverage it to make an income.
Yep.
And the four main ways, we covered two of them so far. We're halfway there. Instagram subscriptions, right? Offer premium content to your supporters and then choose prices based on different tiers and different types of accesses.
Basic pitch on our locals.
Exactly. Right. But you're able to do it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then for content that you're already more than likely going to make anyway. And then number two is sponsor content, which, you know, you're going to have somewhat of a following there between 1,000 to 10K. We're talking specifically for men. Yeah. Right. For women, you might have to have more because let's be honest. Girls, a lot of the times have vanity metrics. Wait, where they get a lot of followers.
Did you post to Fresh and Fit or myself?
What was that?
Rumble.
It should be on Fresh and Fit.
Fire.
It's on Fresh and Fit. Bro, I don't make them rookie mistakes. There go.
I got to make sure, man.
No, man. Man, it's Myron here, man.
Okay, you're good.
Cool. And then part two was, you got to have a little bit of a following and then make posts, and then you can earn somewhere between $250 to $750. And we talk about how to find sponsors on our course, getdmsonthemand.com.
No, guys.
Or the link below.
Let me explain to you why this is so good for subs, right? For Instagram. Where do most people spend their time on their phones? Instagram. So, for example, I mentioned this could be like Patreon or locals. That's great and all, but most people are going to be on Instagram anyway. So if you create a sub channel for them to follow, then it's better because they're going to be on there anyway. And that by itself is going to give you more people to spend money on your channel for Instagram. All right. Number three is going to be video ad revenue. Guys, there's videos all over the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. But now you can make money from Instagram as well. There's Reels, Stories, IGTVs, and Instagram Live. Guys, by far, my favorite is Reels. Let me explain. Reels can get exposure and traction better than any other video content on Instagram. Why is that? Well, once again, you know, Instagram is like, you know what, TikTok, we see y'all out there, man. Y'all make content, but you know what? We want to get in the game too, baby. So we're going to add some value
that
as well.
Reels came out relatively recently, like within the last 2 years, and it was to combat the emergence of TikTok.
And if you notice now, when you post a video on Instagram, it's automatically a reel for the most part. So they want to get into action too as well, like TikTok. But Reels can get you paid from companies. For example, like YouTube, they pay you for put ads in your video. Same thing with TikTok and also Instagram as well now. Reels give you the option to put company ads into your Reels. You get paid per company ad and views as well. So once again, guys, Reels, man, and this can be as simple as you doing a hobby, a task that you like to do. Or, for example, you just showing your lifestyle. So I know guys that do Reels about like fitness, did Reels about like, for example, making food. Doesn't matter what it is, guys, but Reels can make you money in real time. And sometimes they ask you if you want to be a part of the Reels program, or you can request it yourself. But once again, I recommend highly have at least 1,000 followers to 10K followers to get started with these type of like deals, right? And then number two.
And Reels work really well in an economy and an attention economy now where most people have, you know, low attention spans. I mean, you're competing with other idiots on TikTok fighting for 10 seconds of your attention. So Reels allows you to
do that. Good point.
Yeah.
Here's the best part. Reels can end up on Explore page. So guys, this is awesome because now this is where the game gets fun. You can post a Reel today, right? Not think much of it. Leave it. Oh, it's pretty good content, whatever, but it's whatever. One of my friends are going to see it. But hold on. It gets picked up in the algorithm. People like it. They start engaging with it. Shit, before you know it, I see it. Myron sees it. It's like, wait, hold on. Who is this person? And you get exposure for free. So, guys, if you want to get exposure, make money, and look cool at the same time, do fucking reels.
Yeah.
Cool. IGTVs. Now, these are longer form content, more than reels, more like 10 to 15 minutes plus. But I will say for IGTVs...
Isn't anything over a minute becomes IGTV at that point?
I think it's over 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Right. But overall, I'm not going to lie, this is my least favorite one because it's too long form content. People are on Instagram for quick bites. They want to be too much delved into a video. So my thing is that you can make money from this too for ad revenue, but it's not as much as reels and it's not as hot. And they don't promote as much.
IGTV is a good move if you're a YouTube content creator.
Boom.
Then you can go ahead and repurpose your YouTube stuff and put it in clip format on IGTV. And, you know, we've thought about doing it ourselves. But like I said before, me and Fresh use Instagram more for networking purposes. But you can absolutely turn your Instagram into a moneymaker as well, guys. And I think you guys are starting to see a trend here where me and Fresh don't care about necessarily monopolizing and making money on every single thing we can. Our thing is we're way more concerned with like giving y'all value and giving you guys good content versus like using our content to push you into some kind of situation where we're getting y'all to pay for something. Like right now, right? Of course, right? We have DMs on Man open. How often do we open up our courses? Maybe two times a year, three times a year at the most.
And with a discount.
And with a discount. So for us, we prefer to make content and just get paid off of that versus like trying to sell every time. But IGTV, right? If you do want to make money on and monetize every single thing that you're doing, IGTV is a fantastic way to take content that you already have, honestly, repurpose it, put it on Instagram, and then go ahead and make money off of that. So,
yeah. And guys, you know what's funny about this is that like people didn't know you can make money on Instagram. They're like, I use it all the time.
Yeah, you can.
It's lit, it's fun.
You had to be the only way to make Instagram like a year or two ago or a couple years ago was being a thought. And, you know, getting sponsored people to put some stupid ass tea in your post. That used to be the only way to really make money on Instagram. Yeah. But now Instagram realizes, fuck, we need to help people make money because they're prioritizing TikTok, they're prioritizing YouTube, etc. So now they're like, all right, we got to be a platform that you can actually make money on the platform, which is good for y'all because that allows you to leverage it to make money. We prefer to use it how it was intentionally made, which is like a social networking app. But it's a great way to make money as well, especially for you YouTubers out there, man, that make longer form content. IGTV might be a good option for you.
And also, it's a small start, guys. Look, listen, you may start making money from Instagram, right? You may make 500, 600, 700. It's small, but it grows. And over time, it can become your main income. But you start small, you think big, and before you know it, you're going to make hella money. Now, stories, right? Stories are pretty basic. However, it's powerful. Incentives and stories, because with stories, right, most people go to your page, they see your bubble, or what's he posting today, what's he about. They go to your stories to see what you're about, and you can post links on your stories to get your audience to go follow you.
Yep.
So for
you
example,
used to be able to only do it with 10k, but now anyone can do it. Exactly. Which is a good point,
which made it more accessible to everyone. Yep. Everyone now. But for example, we post our link to our channel on YouTube on Instagram, so you guys can see out our shores, or for example, we have a guest in the studio. So these product links, for example, let's say you have a friend that does, I don't know, he has protein shakes, or he has, like, for example, I don't know, maybe a new workout outfit or you know, jeans, or he may be a fashion designer. The point is that like you can post on your story, post a link to his product page and get paid for it. The point here, guys, is like you can post links on your stories and redirect your audience to a website to get paid. So my thing, guys, with stories is like you can use it any way you want to, affiliate products, your products, or your website. The point is stories are powerful because people go to your page, they want to see what you're about. Cool stories, let me see what he's about. Oh, that's cool, I want to do that too. That's a cool product, I'll check it out. Boom.
Should we tell them about like not spamming it with just constantly trying to sell though? Or
that's a good point as well. Yeah,
so like because I'm sure you guys know there's a bunch of like IG, you know, marketers out there that tell you buy my course, and they're just constantly spamming like their course on their IG stories. And though that can work, right, with that type of pressure sales, you'll lose followers doing that shit. And people start to get annoyed. And what will happen is like people will just start to mute you, which you don't want that. You want to offer a lot of value and then, you know, sell every now and then. Or if you're going to make a pitch sale, make that shit entertaining as fuck. You know what I mean? So which is why, like, if you guys notice, we barely marketed DMs on demand this time, even though it's Black Friday and everything else and everyone will be incentivized. Like, it's like, bro, if y'all want it, it's there. If you don't want it, it is what it is. Like, I think sometimes less is more. So, like, last thing I want to do is, like, spam on my IG story, buy the course. I'll probably post something funny for y'all today. right? Just being 100% transparent, post something funny that's memorable. You know, hey, buy the course, it's out, blah, blah, blah. But other than that, you guys are never going to catch me at Fresh trying to constantly sell you guys, right? I'm sure you guys notice that. Like, even between our affiliates and everything else like that, I would say probably what, maybe less than 10% of our content, we have 1,500 plus videos, is anything where we're pitching you guys.
Yeah, guys.
You know what I mean? I think that's powerful because it's less frequent.
Don't be an annoying spammer. People don't like that, bro. Yeah. You're going to turn people away. It's your platform, bro. Don't be annoying. Very good point. But yeah, product links, guys, and stories is a powerful tool. You use it to your advantage and you can get paid from it indirectly. All right. And last but not least, Instagram Live. So guys, your favorite YouTuber,
yeah, I don't know rapper, anything about this one. Go ahead.
Your favorite.
Yeah, about to learn.
Artists in the world. They go live all the time. Talk about their problems. Maybe they shouldn't, but they do it.
And this is new, right? The IG Live being monetized.
Yeah.
This was to combat TikTok, but
the first rapper to do it live is Soulja Boy. The first rapper to do Instagram badges was who? Soulja Boy. Listen, man.
No, he be innovating.
I'm not going to lie. I fuck with Soulja Boy. People don't like his music, but the nigga is a trendsetter. Anyhow, I went on his live one day, right? I was like, let me see what Soulja Boy is doing. Big Draco, film me Drake. Big Draco in the building. And then I see people buying badges. I'm like, what's a badge? He's like, yo, first Emil bought a badge, then Xavier bought a badge. I'm like, are you paying him to like go live? Kind of like what we doing on YouTube. And he's like, yo, thanks for buying a badge, brother. I'm like, what is this crap? Then I see like at least 20 people buy badges. I'm like, it's a trend here. So he's making roughly, I'm assuming from what he put his tier at, roughly between $5 to $10 per badge. He had at least 100 badges. So I'm just saying, one live, he made a bunch of money for not live, just going live.
And that's recently, right, that they did this? This was to combat TikTok?
Yes.
If y'all notice, anything that TikTok does, Instagram YouTube does well. Typically does something to combat it.
Yeah.
So,
and they pay you, I believe, the 15th of every month from Facebook. But guys, imagine, you just go live, talk to your people, they want to support you, and they give you badges. That's money you weren't even accounting for. Now with badges, you can set tiers as well. But I will say this about badges, though. If you're a supporter of somebody, you rock with them, it's like saying in the super chat to us as well. You're showing your support to that creator, and they're going to shout you out. And also as well, you get a badge next to your name. So whenever you type in the live stream or you send a DM, they're going to see it. Oh, that's a very good point here to just add as well. Instagram subs. If you sub to someone's channel that you're a fan of or a supporter of, they're going to see a purple mark with the sub sign next to your name. So when you send a DM to that person, you stand out. So think about this. For networking, if I see somebody that's sub to my channel, I'm going to respond to you faster than Joe Smo on the street that didn't spend a dime just because out of respect. So imagine a big creator, they're like, damn, he's a supporter. All right, I'm gonna see what he's saying. And actually open up your DM. Versus you just say, yo,
game changer right there,
hey,
my friends.
Can I talk to you real quick? I'm like, nigga, no, you cannot. So it's like, bro, you want my attention? You want my attention? Stop saying hi. And then I say, hey, you said, can I get your help? I'm like, no, just stop DMing me, nigga. Bro, buy a subscription or buy badges. They're gonna see you and say, yo, oh shit. Think it's a supporter. Fuck out of here, nigga. I'm gonna respond to you. It's that simple, guys. So offer it, man. I think personally the best two are Reels, Instagram Live, and if I want to go to like put sometimes out some content and some links, stories. So that's number three, guys. Hope you got some value here. But guys, you can make money on Instagram. I'm telling you right now. You can do it. You can do it, guys. Believe in yourself. I believe in you. Hopefully. You should do it. Anyhow, number four.
All right.
Number four, round guys. Four. The last one on the list is going to be personal revenue links. And let's do a small recap real quick.
Okay, I got it right now. I'll recap it for y'all. So number one, guys, is Instagram subscriptions. All right, offer premium content. Choose the price based on tiers. Very similar to like a Patreon allows you to do it on Instagram, right? Which is a little bit more convenient than, you know, making a Patreon account and everything else. And then what percentage do they take, by the way, does Instagram take for your subscriptions? 20% or less?
I think it's between 15 to 20%.
15 to 20%. Okay. Number two, sponsor content. Okay. This is where, you know, most OG influencers on Instagram made their money by, you know, posting themselves with some stupid fit tee or something like that. This works the best if you're a thotty and you got a good following and, you know, a lot of them get sponsored. But if you're a dude, you're going to have at least 1,000 to 10K followers and have something special about you to be a content creator and make money. You can make somewhere between $250 to $750 per post. This is the traditional way to make money on Instagram. Then we're on number three. Fresh broke down the four different ways that you can make money through video ad revenue. And the first one is through Reels, which was, you know, pretty much brought into play to combat TikTok. Then you got IGTV, which is fantastic for you longer form content creators like YouTubers, etc. Allows you to take content you already have and repurpose it, put it on YouTube, on Instagram to make money. Then you have Stories, which allows you to go ahead and put quick links to products or services that you may offer. But one of the warnings that we have for this is that when it comes to Stories, guys, you don't want to be spamming people all the time with trying to sell them. Though that is a good marketing technique and you'll make money doing that. You are going to lose. What's going to happen is people are going to start to unfollow you or they're going to start to mute you. And you're not going to get as much reach because people are going to start to, the Instagram algorithm is going to start to detect that, yo, you're being salesy, you're being annoying. A lot of people are unfollowing you and they're going to shadow ban you.
Don't be annoying.
Don't be annoying, man. A lot of people do that shit on their stories. You notice, you go through, you see a bunch of people with their ads and, yo, buy my course, blah, blah, and they keep spamming that shit. That shit is annoying, which is why we don't typically do that to y'all.
Hey, Tommy, why'd you unfollow me? Because you're annoying.
Exactly. And then the last one is IG Live, which is a relatively new feature, again, to combat TikTok, where people are able to buy badges and communicate with you. And I didn't even know this, but when you have a badge and you DM that person, you go higher up on the totem pole. So it allows you to basically get more personable access to that creator and increases your likelihood of being able to engage with them. Because if you're dealing with a bigger person, right, a bigger creator that you might want to network or whatever, bro, they're getting hundreds, if not thousands of DMs. They're not going to see your shit. But if you're a badge member, you're a member, they're more inclined to respond to you. So it gives you a little bit more of a wedge to be able to get in there.
And just so you guys know, when you're a member of somebody's page, for number one, you get your own list. So let me explain. In your inbox, there's primary, general, and then premium subscribers, which means they can actually go to that section and see, okay, who's in there.
Yep.
And they will, trust me when I say it, I respond to it, which means they probably will too as well.
Yeah.
Because guys, back in the day, when I had a time on my hands, yeah, I respond to y'all niggas because I'm not doing shit. Now I'm busy. I can't, bro. It has to make sense for me. So by default, I'm going to go to see who's paying, who's supporting. Let me see what I got
to
say.
I hate to say it, guys, but people need to be financially inclined a lot of the times to deal with you. That's just what it comes down to. That's the world we live in, the United States capitalistic society, right? And if you want to go ahead and network with someone that has a large following where their time is limited to a degree, one way to stand out is you got to pay. A lot of the times, guys, to get in a room with certain types of individuals, you
got
to fucking pay money.
Gotcha.
So I hate to say it, but people that are successful and or millionaires or have some kind of status or whatever, they purposely put up high paywalls up so that only the elite can deal with them. Okay. There's a reason why Ferrari clubs, Lamborghinis, whatever, for you to be able to be involved in the club, you need to have a Lamborghini. You got to get a special invitation. They're trying to keep certain people out. Okay, they want to keep things exclusive to a degree. And when you're paying for something, they're going to be more financially inclined to respond to you. So that's also an important note that if you send a DM to someone when you're a subscriber versus not, they're going to, you know, want to work with you more or respond to your message. You get a higher likelihood of them responding. So so we're going to bring up our podcast page for y'all real fast. Yeah,
one more time,
to kind
guys,
of give you guys an so example.
So as an example here, guys, you can make it bigger, Chris. Right. So how do you sub to someone's actual Instagram page? So you go to your main page, right? And you see at the bottom right, it says subscription. Click that, subscribe, and then from there, you're off to races. So that's how you do it, guys. It's simple, not hard at all. Subscribe that way as well. Cool? All right.
Before we get into number four, guys, come on over to YouTube. We're going to kill the Twitch and Twitter stream right now.
Yeah.
Come on over to YouTube, guys. And YouTube. Rumble. We're on Rumble as well, live.
Let's get ready to Rumble!
Rumble.com/FreshOfFit. But we're going to kill the Twitch and the Twitter stream right now. Go ahead, Chris. And then we're going to get into the final one, which
is number four,
personal revenue links. Okay.
Yes.
Y'all are going to get some sauce. You guys, and by the way, yo, there's 3,000 plus y'all in here. Yo, like the fucking video, bro.
At least,
who else is giving y'all this kind of sauce on Instagram,
bro,
on YouTube for free?
Nobody cares about you guys like us, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, especially from a male content creator perspective. Because I'll tell y'all this. If you're a bitch, okay, this is going to be a lot easier for you. But if you're a nigga, bro, you need to do everything you can to get this kind of shit.
Yo,
man.
Bro, niggas want you to watch content, entertain, and leave you high and dry. We're adding value daily, bro. We're telling you niggas how to make money, how to invest. Shit, you want to get bitches. I mean, bro, what more do you want, bro? Anyhow. Rumble's lit though. Just so you know.
Giving out more value than Penguin.
Facts. All right, guys. Number four. Personal revenue links. This nigga, bro. All right, you got story posts, affiliate products, sponsored posts, personal products as well. All right, guys. This one here is the fun sauce because you create your own revenue depending on who you are, what you want to do. This is your own personal way to make money on Instagram without using them directly as the main source of getting money. So let me explain. What does this mean? Well, story posts. Story posts, for example, is what Batman Kevo does, Mr. Organic, shout out to them, and other creators in the space, Jimmy Spax as well. What they do is they say, hey, I'm going to post on my story a sponsored post saying, guys, if you want me to repost your story, I charge $250 to $500 per story post, which means I can literally say, hey, I have a huge page you're following. You want my exposure? Pay me this amount, and I got you, bro. I'm going to post you. I don't give a fuck. Because you know why? I fuck with you. You pay me money. So literally, you send us the money, either by DM, I don't know how you want to, Snap, Cash App, whatever. And you send them a video or a screenshot or even a photo. They post it for you on your behalf on their page. So let me explain how this works. If I got a million followers on my Instagram, right? And I post you on my page, at least a third of that is going to see your post and say, wait, who is this person? And they go to your page. Now, this is why it's important to have a good Instagram page, because if your page is good, they're going to stay there. Or they're going to be like, damn, this thing added some value that I actually need. Yeah, who is this guy? I'm going to go check him out. And by default, you get money because, listen, you might be the best carpenter, the best YouTuber, the best singer, but if no one knows who you are, it don't matter, bro.
It don't matter.
So
facts.
Why have to struggle when I can pay somebody to get to their audience and get a story post? Because what happens is I'm getting the audience for fraction of the cost and time, and I'm getting value right away. So guys, story posts are powerful for both ends.
Yo, that's understated what Fresh just said. Yeah. I'm going to keep it all the way 1,000 with y'all right now. A lot of you motherfuckers, to start off, are going to have to do that.
Yep.
Okay? A lot of you guys want to be fucking cheapskates and not pay for promo or this other shit. Yo, be honest with y'all, man. Not everybody got it like that. Not everybody is going to hit the algorithm. A lot of the times, for you to get yourself out there and get your fucking foot in the door, you're going to have to pay way bigger creators than yourself for promo space, whether it's, you know, I know Batman Kevo does it, yeah, a fucking Shade Room, a World Star, whatever.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, right, we were able to do it organically on YouTube. We didn't have to do that, right, because we don't give a fuck about Instagram like that. But if you guys want to go as far as, like, making money, right? But if we wanted to, these are great tools that you can use to go ahead to get your name out there, guys. And this is honestly probably one of the main ways that a lot of you are going to have to go as far as like getting your name out there, paying someone with a way bigger following, right, to be put on their story. And you're going to have to do this frequently. You're going to have to do it with certain creators. You're going to have to do A and B testing where you test one creator here, another one here, see how your Instagram does after. And the other beauty about it is inevitably it's going to drive more traffic to your page. Once it drives more traffic to your page, people are going to engage with your profile more. That's going to bump you up in the algorithm. So even if people don't necessarily follow you or whatever, it's still going to bump you to some degree. But you're going to have an engaging profile, okay? That means good pictures. That means whatever your niche is, you're an expert at it. You know what the hell you're talking about. It's nicely put together. It's aesthetic to the eye. Nice and clean bio. And we break this all down on DMs on Demand. But that is the big way that a lot of you guys are going to have to get your foot in the door is through paid promo, especially on Instagram, where it's dominated by women, bro. Like,
facts.
Like, unless you're a hot chick, you're not going to hit the algo as hard as these chicks. I've seen girls, bro, where like 1,000 or 2,000 followers hit the Discover page with like 50,000 likes. How are y'all going to compete with that?
Blow up.
How are you guys going to compete with that? You're going to have to add value and you're going to have to pay for promo. I'm sorry. That's just the unfortunate reality of being a man as a content creator. You have to work way harder to get the same reach and you're going to have to invest in yourself. These girls can go ahead and show some ass pictures, right? And get blow up. You can't do that.
So now we're even in the score. Guess what, guys? We can do it as well. It might take a little bit longer. We'll still get it done. So I'm going to tell you guys what I did personally with story posts. So back when I was a prankster on YouTube, doing gold digger pranks, Walmart pranks, you know, the funny shit. I was like, cool. No one knows who I am, or they don't give a crap either.
Nigga said, Will Smith that like button.
Smack it.
Like that. Smack fucking it. Like the fucking video, guys. So we're giving you a lot of sauce right now, man. Bro. Real talk, bro.
A lot of sauce. So I'm a YouTuber, right? I don't hit the scene hard, in the paint, pause, nigga. But the point is that, like, I want to get shit done. And I don't want to wait. So what I do, I decided cool. I'm going to create an Instagram page. So fun, so exciting, so much a lifestyle. When people see my page, either they get inspired, they're motivated, or they want to support me. Either way, it's going to be a lit page. So what did I do? I said, cool. Now I'm a YouTuber. I'm making content. So to get myself out there, I got to create a way where they want to stay and be in this environment. So I made the content, Gold Digger Prank, right? The famous one you guys saw in orange Lamborghini. I was like, damn, I'm not getting too many views. What do I do here? What did I do? Story posts. I paid a bunch of creators. I said, hey, bro, I need a story post, bro. Hook a brother up. I need some exposure. And would you believe it or not, that video that only had 2,000 views hit 30,000 views. Now you may be like, oh, Fresh, that's not a lot, bro. That's a little bit. I'm like, dude, my first ever YouTube video like that, hit that much views, my story posts, I'll take it. Because guess what? Now they stayed on my page. So I'm saying this to say, guys, if you do story posts, make sure that at least on some level, you have a path for them to follow after they come to your page. Don't just have your page with shitty pictures and say, oh yeah, come to my page. They're not following you, bro. So have some value for them to actually go off of when they come to your page. And by default, what does that mean? They come to your page, you're staying, they're going to pay to see more of you. So guys, a powerful tool to use is story post, man. It's underrated. It's looked at as a bad thing, but with the right creator you're doing with, can add massive value. So don't waste time, man.
And always, and if you're going to buy a promo from a creator, make sure that creator is your target audience. Okay. Yeah. So like, let's say you're a fitness niche guy. Well, you probably want to go ahead and buy a promo spot from somebody that is also a fitness creator. Okay. And the thing also you got to make sure is that the person is actually doing promo. Like, so, you know, I've had plenty of people ask me, Myron, do you do paid promo? No, I don't. Right. But some other people will. So you want to go ahead and go with someone that is in your niche. Because if you go ahead and go to some bimbo, right? Oh, can I buy a story post from you? Cool. She'll take your money and show you off to a bunch of thirsty niggas that don't give a fuck about you. Yeah. Right. Unless you're advertising something that they might want. It might work for you if you're a male trainer. Right. And you want to go ahead and advertise to men. Well, maybe you can go ahead and advertise to her audience and they might want to get in shape. But wouldn't it be better probably to go to a male trainer that has a male audience? And that's a little bit more of a warmer market that you go ahead and market yourself to. So You got to be intelligent about who you buy a promo from. Also, you got to look at the numbers. Do you want to tell the people real fast, give them a little bit more value as far as like being able to detect someone that's worth buying stories from? Or buying a story post?
It's going to be in the course.
Ah, see, guys, y'all want the sauce.
You're getting the foundation. After this, you need to do your own research. But if you want the details, it is all in the course. Hey, man, we're giving them some value, bro.
Yeah, you can't
even sauce, bro.
There's a certain percentage. There's a magic percentage that you have to, that someone has to hit before you even contemplate about fucking buying anything from them.
There are scammers out there that will take your money and they post you, but you're not getting shit.
Yeah, you ain't getting
You got to know what you're doing as well.
There's a certain percentage they need to hit on engagement that you guys need to know.
Yep. So that's a very good point, actually. But all right. Now, number two is going to be affiliate products. So you can have a place where you can literally, like I said before, post your story links, but you can also post other people's products on your page. So for example, it could be a story. If you post, it could be real. And they'll pay you, right, for each transaction that you make from their link. So it's pretty simple, guys. Straightforward. You post a link on your story, on your page, and people support you. They like the product. It's pretty simple there. Number three is sponsored posts. But it's going to be your sponsored post. So let me explain. We covered story posts, right? Where they post a post that you want on your story. But sponsored post means it's actually on your page. So for example, I paid a creator to post a preview of my Gold Digger prank on his actual page. Not a story.
Okay.
On his actual page, because
his big difference.
His engagement was crazy, bro. Like, dude, he was getting minimum per post, minimum 500,000 likes.
Yeah. And guys, that's not to be confused with sponsored content. Sponsored content is someone pays you.
A company,
right? A company pays you to advertise their product. Maybe you take a picture with it. You put a caption that they, you know, vetted or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Right. Like Bang Energy might be an example of someone that does a lot of sponsored content. Right. Right. With Thotties and fitness influencers versus a sponsored post is you pay an individual, right, to post your shit, your product, your service, your page to draw traffic to it. And it's not a story. You're not paying for a story post, which is typically going to be a lot cheaper. Yeah. It actually stays up on their page for a period of time, 24 hours, 48 hours, maybe a week.
Whatever you want to negotiate.
Yeah, whatever y'all
agree. I will say this, just add to your point.
Yeah.
Guys, I know creators that don't post sponsored posts, but the offer was so good. They said, okay, you know what? I'll post it for you. But just because they don't do it, and you made a deal with them where they do it, guess what? No one else is on their page but you, which means you can stand out way more than everybody else. So guys, you want a little secret here? Find a creator that doesn't do store, that doesn't do sponsored posts, and make a bargain with him. Look, bro, you know what? I don't normally, it's like maybe $500,000 per post. I'll pay you 2 bands, 3 bands, 4 bands just for that post. You'd be surprised, guys. It can go a long way. Obviously, it has to be a creator that's big, but sometimes it's worth it, guys. So,
think about it this way. So we're giving y'all kind of a roadmap here to network with someone that might have a lot more influence than you. Let's say you become a member. You watch their lives. You support them for months. You DM them. Show them love, right? Then you're like, listen, man, I know you don't do sponsored posts, but I'll pay you $2,000-$3,000 for a post for 24 hours, 12 hours, whatever it may be. They're going to be more inclined to tell you yes, potentially, right? And then, bam, now you got that promo with someone that might not necessarily do that type of content because you supported them from the beginning. You showed love. You added value. And a lot of times adding value is giving them that money up front, right? Letting them know that you're serious, okay? And I always say when you pay time, when you pay money, a lot of times people start to pay attention. And then, bam, now you're able to go ahead and network and work with someone that you probably otherwise would have never been able to have access to. And you're able to go ahead and grab a market share of their audience if you know what you're doing and you're able to strategically do this in a way where you're not coming off as needy, you're coming off as adding value, and you're able to add some value to their audience, okay? Which is what the importance a lot of the times of having a similar niche. So, you know, you can incorporate some of these different strategies that we're teaching you guys here to go ahead and get yourself up there as far as like, you know, getting some influence and getting some notoriety to your name. Because at the end of the day, man, in today's day and age, attention is the main commodity, okay? So that so you can employ some of these strategies right now to get in touch with a creator that you may follow or whatever to go ahead and grab some of their market share. Go ahead, Fresh.
All right. And we have the last point, personal products. So, Chris, I got a screenshot here if you don't mind bringing it up.
Yep.
Regarding this. So, guys, once again, there is an actual category now on Instagram where you can do shop, right? Shop means you can post either your own creations, other people's products, and you can sell it on Instagram via this option here. But personal products means you can actually have your own products on your page without having to go through this actual feature. Now, personal products could be, for example, you posting merch, you posting maybe a new skincare product that you created yourself. Doesn't matter what it is. But I like to call this here a cheat code, because now with this kind of sponsored posts and personal products, you can post anything. And if you create an audience for yourself, then people will pay you once again to do sponsored posts and personal product posts. So this is tied into these two here. But for the most part, like, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's your personal page and you have the following, you can actually use it to your advantage. So just like the opposite, the other end of sponsored posts, just like you can do personal products as well for this. So pretty basic here, guys. We got 4 main steps here. Instagram subs, sponsor content, video revenue, personal revenue links here, and these all make you money.
Fatality.
As well for Instagram, but these are the main ways to make revenue right here, and that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, no, man. I mean, I hope you guys. that was a lot right there, man. So fucking shout out to Fresh Don DeMarco for putting this together. For y'all.
Thank you guys. And I will say this, though. Generally speaking, you want to have anywhere from 1,000 to 10K followers to do these tasks here. I recommend for everyone, once again, free value here, get 10K followers. It can be paid, organic, I don't care, bro.
We talk about both options on the course as well, as far as like getting an organic following and or paying paid following. But the thing is, guys, we teach you guys the plus and negatives. And if you are going to buy followers and go down that road, you need to do it a very specific way, bro.
Yes.
So you don't fuck yourself up.
Yes.
You know, me personally, I've never done it, but not on this profile. On my old ones, I got banned. I have before.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I was like, you know, with the notoriety and shit, I was like, man, I'll just do the organic, man. These Shaniquas are coming for me, so it's fine.
I know people frown upon that idea, but guys, everyone does it.
Yeah, you gotta.
Your favorite rapper,
facts.
Your favorite artist, your favorite like actor. Bro, everyone does it.
Yeah, everyone does it. And the reason why, and I'll be 100% transparent with you guys. On the new account that I have, because this is like my 6th Instagram account now, Unplugged Fit, a lot of you guys, Marvin, you only got 128K followers on Instagram. Bro, I've had like 6 accounts taken down. So on the ones that I had before, yes, I definitely did pay for some followers to give myself a boost, right, to get over that 10K mark. And then from there, it propelled me to go ahead
and get the following up. Luckily, right, I'm in a unique situation where we went viral several times and a bunch of angry Shaniquas came over to my profile talking shit. So that bumped me up in the algorithm. So I didn't have to do all that stuff. You know, I went viral a couple of times. So for me, I didn't have to do that. But to get your foot in the door, right, to get your following up so that you look somewhat presentable, you're probably going to have to buy followers. And then for a lot of you guys, you're going to have to go ahead and buy, you know, promo from other creators that are much bigger than yourself.
Yeah. And also as well, guys,
and there's nothing wrong with that, guys. You're not an attractive woman. A lot of y'all, let's be honest. You got to get your feet wet somehow. You don't have your sexuality to market, unfortunately.
And also Myron's page has God tier engagement, bro. Those Shaniquas are coming on your shit. Yo, real talk, bro. Myron has a post with Andrew Tate, right? The shit has 2,500 comments, bro. Holy, yeah. Bro. Not even Drake has that many comments. I'm like, God Drake. Damn, nigga. Like, yo, this nigga, bro.
When I post, I archived that shit. It was like 15K comments. Like, it was like me holding my hands like this and saying something about feminism and a bunch of angry Shaniquas in there.
It is crazy, bro. So, yeah, a lot of value here, guys, man. I hope you learn from it. But, guys, the main sauce is in Instagram, of course. DMs on demand.
You can use that mic.
.com. But,
yeah.
Wstream, man.
Get the course, guys. Wstream, man. Cool. So, I'll read some of these chats real quick.
And then after hours.
I'm sure people probably got some good questions here.
Yeah.
What tips would you guys have for bettering your Instagram for personal and professional use? We went over that a bunch here.
Yeah.
But I would separate the two. That's a big one. Separate the two between your personal and your professional one, unless your personal one directly helps with your professional one. So like me and Fresh are in a unique one where, you know, obviously we're a podcast about male self-improvement. So we post the things that on our Instagram profile benefit the business. But for a lot of y'all, man, like you might be a financial guy and you want to start a side hustle. You might have to go ahead and if you do like some kind of financial consulting, you probably have to make a more professional page for that. Meanwhile, you have your personal Instagram for the hoes. Oga Flex goes, let's go. Ironically, I'm working on getting a paid partnership, so this is going to help. Also, get DMs on demand. My boy Rod Eric just hit 12K, and I'm up 1,500 followers since getting serious with the platform. Yeah, nice, there you go, bro. Man. Yeah, you can definitely grow on Instagram, bro. It takes a lot more work if you're a man. Keep it a thousand with y'all. But
I know this sounds crazy, but your followers do matter. Girls, look at it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yo, dude, I don't know why it matters to them, but it does matter. Responding to you. Businesses look at it. To actually pay you for sponsorship. So, guys, it matters all the way around. You might say, oh, okay, I don't care about Instagram. That's fine. But people that do make money. So,
yeah. Yeah. Would you recommend somebody to get involved with Miguel's course if they had less than 10K liquid cash? Miguel?
Oh, the crypto course, but it's closed
now. Yeah, I think it's closed, bro. But yeah, 10K liquid is fine. And that's one of the beauties about crypto. You can get in cheap now. Yeah. People with the hate that I didn't do it. I went as an authorized user under my parents' cards after the episode. No cap, you hating for no reason. Much love again. But question, will that help buy a house being an authorized user? No, but being an authorized user will increase your credit score, which will then help you secure a loan to buy a house. That's the difference.
All you need to know is history now, because two months is great for the score, but you need longevity of history now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Myron Fresh, Chris, and Mo, shout out from Melbourne, Australia. I'm a junior surgical doctor deciding between orthopedic or plastic surgery as a career. Which one? Weird question. Stuck with this decision for 2 years. Bro, that is a personal decision only you can make, my friend. You have to weigh a different bunch of factors. You have to weigh in income, quality of life, work hours, etc. So it comes down to what you want to do, man. But we can't make that decision for you. You got to make it. It's a 100% personal decision based on your lifestyle.
I'll tell you what I'll make for you. This decision, do it down under.
All right. Yeah, bro, you got to make that decision yourself. We can't make that call for you. But the fact is that you're a doctor, and that's what matters. Either one is going to be a fantastic career, my friend. Mm-hmm. Gavin McCohen, two questions. Do you recommend getting a laptop to help with editing, and do you think a truck-driving-themed IG is a good move? It depends on what your goal is. If you're going to go ahead and help other truck drivers with maybe how to become a truck driver, how to become a better truck driver, how to make money or start a business on the side, that might work. But as far as like getting hoes, sorry, nigga, it ain't going to help with getting
pictures. I'm not going to lie, bro. Unless you're famous, that's going to be a dead end.
Yeah.
Keeping it the buck with you.
Yeah, but it depends what his goal is. If you're going to start like a business where you're helping truck drivers out or whatever, then it's fantastic. But if you're using it to get girls, it's different. And I want to make this extremely clear, guys. If you're using your IG to make money versus using your IG to get bitches are two different things, guys.
Yes, two different things.
Two completely different things. All right. What else? Where are we at? Okay, two questions. Do you recommend getting a laptop to help? No, sorry, we read that one. And that was from Gavin McCohen earlier. Okay, I have about 11K on one of my pages. What would you consider a good price for 11K with good engagement for sponsor posts or promo? That's from Trippy2K. This is a good question. Okay. Depends on your engagement, right?
So this is going to depend on how much engagement you get, because some people, they want to see proof. They want to say, okay, cool. If I pay you, what are your views like on your stories and on your posts? And you can see that by your insights. You can click the actual link. It's a blue link that says View Insights. It'll tell you, this is a good screenshot, send it to them. So it depends on what you actually get per post or per story. But I would say roughly for the average person, 11K, maybe like $150 to $250 a post. Not bad.
Yeah. And I know some of y'all might be wondering. I archive some of my pictures because it's just like, yo, they're old and it's like just annoying. They're like, we're fucking, it's cock blocking me, goddammit. With some of these hoes.
The thing about Instagram, guys, is that like,
bitches be looking at your comments too. So they do. That engagement is great, but then you got a bunch of sneakers in there talking shit. It's like, it's a bad look if you're trying to womanize.
Thing about Instagram, guys, you gotta learn, it's a never ending process. Yeah. It sounds hard, but once you get the right momentum, you just gotta maintain it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you always gotta update it, always gotta change it. Even my page, I did some edits as well. So it never ends, guys.
Yeah, Fresh is in a unique situation where he uses Instagram for both business purposes and getting girls because, you know, it's a, like I said before, he conveys a certain lifestyle. It works for the podcast. Also helps with getting girls because that happens to also be attractive to women, showing the lifestyle. Mine, straight for hoes. So I got some good pictures of myself in there.
But also, it is what it is. I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not just doing random shit. Like, guys, whenever you see a story, you see like a post I do, it's not like I just, hey, I'm going to post today. It's like, hold on. What effect am I bringing to the marketplace when I made this post? What am I doing with this attention? And guys, without fail, it always works in my favor. I got it done to the science now, bro.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'll post shit that, actually, no, I'm not saying out life. But yeah, guys, I make it work.
Yeah. So you got to be able to, I think the first thing you got to identify is what are you going to use your Instagram for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Foundation.
Are you going to use it for business? You're going to use it for bitches. If you're going to use it for bitches, then you need to make sure that you put up certain types of pictures, convey a certain lifestyle. If that tends to coincide with your business, fantastic. You're one of the few. But for most guys, you're going to have to differentiate the two. So, yeah, that's something that you got to keep in mind.
Yep.
And everyone's situation is different. We're giving you guys very general advice, obviously.
In the Zoom call, we covered this in detail, guys, in detail. So we got you.
Okay. Balmer's Pete goes, I currently have 2K followers on my business account, all organic and all local, living on an island. I'd like to give it a boost, but I don't want a huge jump. Is it possible to have bot followers trickle in? Not sus?
Yeah, question. You can. You could do, I think it's called drip effect, where you can drip it in, but it depends on what you want to do. But yeah, you can. I think you can.
Okay. Yeah. So he wants to do a. Should people do those paid boosts?
So there's two ways people do it.
Through Instagram?
Do either through like a celebrity giveaway where, let's say, like Lil Pump, he'll just say, "Yo, I'm giving away 5 PS5s. Just follow this page, like and comment." And
we go into detail about how to run giveaways as well, guys, for Instagram.
Yeah. So you can do that way, or you just pay a website and it'll give you followers. It's up to you, bro. You can do paid or organic. But either way, guys, you just need 10K followers. I don't care how you do it.
Yeah. If you guys follow a lot of the strategies between, you know, paying for promo, giveaways, etc., which we go into detail about all those things in the course, there's no way you're not going to grow your following significantly. Facts.
Guys, all of our students.
It takes work, though. I ain't going to lie to you. It is going to take work because, once again, you're not a female, so you do not have the benefit of putting a picture of your ass and getting crazy engagement and getting put up on the Discover page. You're going to need to do the legwork as a man. I'm not going to lie to y'all at all about that.
Well, hold on. I had the honor of seeing some of our students in the course come on stream to my live stream and show me their pages. Guys, bio's on point, pictures on point for the profile, following's on point, and like, yo, bro, I DM chicks that respond now. Guys, they're looking at your following. You might say, oh, that don't matter. But I'm telling you right now, the following matters to some level, bro. So
no, it does. Girls definitely look at that.
Yeah.
And even businesses, if they want to sponsor you.
Yep.
And a verification helps as well, but
that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a whole other game. And
whole other story.
Very candid with y'all. 99.9% of y'all are not qualified to get verified. Yeah. I hate to say it, man. You know what I mean? Even for us, it was tough. And we went viral several times. So,
To be honest with you.
And it's going
to
cost you money.
I don't think we could even do it now again. It's tough.
We have a connect, but yeah, you're gonna have to pay some money, and you're gonna have to actually have a bunch of things in place to be able to do it, man. Yeah. Like, it's not as easy. I would say IG verification is probably one of the hardest tough ones, you know,
unless Elon buys Instagram. Elon Musk.
Yeah, man. Okay. But yeah, there is a vetting process for it.
Gavin,
thanks, guys. Yes, it would be strictly for making money, as you guys say. Make your money and the girls will follow. Yeah.
Facts.
Okay. Yeah. So if that's the case, my friend, then yeah, prioritize that. And then nothing wrong with making a personal Instagram on the side. All right, cool. Guys, hope you guys enjoyed that, man. Gave you a lot of sauce on Instagram. A lot of fire, man. So like the video.
W in the chat.
Subscribe to the channel. Also, guys, most importantly, help us hit 100K on Rumble. Rumble.com/FreshOfFit. Subscribe to that channel. Make an account. Help your guys out. We're trying to hit 100,000 within a month so that we can have some bragging rights. So we appreciate that. But other than that, guys, we're going to be back with some lovely ladies. Chris, call it.
9:30.
So about an hour, guys. All right.
We got you guys.
We'll catch you guys. Peace.